through you. We come today and we give God the praise and we give Him the glory. Why? Because He deserves it. As we stand today, we stand on the promises of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Let us bow today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We bless the Lord today. As I was pondering our time together, I wanted to make sure that I never stop showing you love. And I want to say to my Harvest family, I just appreciate you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we love you and we thank God for you. And you are some of the finest people anywhere you'll find right here at Harvest Christian Ministries. Praise God. Give yourselves a hand today. That said, we certainly welcome our Facebook family. I was talking to a brother this week. Hey, man, I watch you every Sunday. I said, man, would you come on visit? At least holler. So we have folk who are in Florida this morning, in North Carolina, in Indiana, Ohio, wherever you are, let the Facebook God know that you're there. We certainly solicit your prayers. There's a word from the Lord, and it comes from Proverbs. There, the 11th chapter and verse number 2. It reads, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. I want to continue what really has become a series of sorts from the title, Got to Give It Up. And today we're talking about pride. We began this series of preaching assignments by looking at the things that we so often give up during the Lenten season. And I have never been a big fan of that because I often see folk go right back to what they gave up on the 41st day. That's not to judge you in any way, but we know that God can deliver us. Aren't you glad that God gave up His best when He gave His Son Jesus Christ to die for us? Some of us have given up coffee and candy and cussing and alcohol and bad attitudes and lying and cheating and whatever that may be. It's great to give it up and let the Lord have it. Don't go back and revisit it once the Lenten season is over. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Some weeks ago, we talked about the importance of giving up control. And we know that sometimes we can all be control freaks. But to give up control of our lives to God Himself, to surrender our lives unto Him, to give it up. We talked last week about giving up bad company. There's just some folk you ought to stop hanging with. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Give up on unproductive relationships and toxic relationships. They'll get over it, and so will you. That's not to be mean-spirited, but you know, when we're in the crowd, sometimes we are affected by the lives of others. Good, bad, or indifferent. Well, today I want to go a little further when it comes to giving it up and talk about pride. Giving up pride. In his book, Landmines in the Path of the Believer, Avoiding the Hidden Dangers, Dr. Charles Stanley gives some insight on what we call pride. Can I call it the spirit of pride? Pride will cause you to say, look at me. See what I have done. Pride will cause you to say, look at me and see what I've achieved. Have you not read my resume? Have you not seen my vitae? Have you not seen who I am? Obviously, you don't know who I am. Pride will do that. Pride will exalt self and not exalt God. Pride is giving ourselves credit for something that God allowed to happen. And the fact of the matter is, if it's anything that's worth anything, I believe that God deserves all the praise and all the glory. Well, I need about two amens on that. Many of you have done well. You've achieved great things and your name is on the marquee, but had it not been for the Lord on your side. I don't know who you know, but ain't God good? He will use you anyhow. Pride is essentially self-worship. Pride is patting myself on the back. Pride is taking the glory for what really belongs to God. Pride is what got Satan kicked out of heaven. Pride is what got Adam and Eve in trouble there in the garden. Pride is what tries to trip us up each and every day. It said that a person falls victim to pride for a number of reasons. Among them, self-centeredness, feelings of inadequacy, immaturity, the inability to handle responsibility, inability to handle wealth and position, even the gifts that God has given us. You got a gift, but you're flaunting it as if it's yours. God has blessed you in such a mighty way, but you keep asking folk to point at me. In our text today, it really is a proverb. A proverb is a brief, a narrative, a simple, popular saying that gives advice. And King Solomon writes a lot of the proverbs, in fact, most of them. He was said to be the wisest man to ever live. Wisdom is the ability to discern, the ability to judge what is true, what is right, what is lasting. On the other hand, knowledge is something that is information that's gathered through experience, reasoning, acquaintance, the internet, Google. Knowledge can come without wisdom, but it's not the other way around. One can be knowledgeable without being wise. I like this. It says, knowledge is knowing how to use a gun. Wisdom is knowing when to use it and when to keep it holstered. Amen? I believe this proverb can help us today to identify the spirit of pride, to testify about our deliverance from pride, and to magnify the one who has brought us out of our prideful state. Identify. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. It's not saying if pride comes. It says when pride comes, and it will come when you least expect it. Pride will come, and you may not recognize it, but it will come and knock on your door. Pride will stop by your job and tell you how great you are. Pride will say, you got it going on. There's nobody like you. Oh, come on, talk to me, church. But the Bible talks about who is it that's behind pride. 2 Corinthians 4:4, and Paul wrote to the church, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So the enemy is always trying to throw you a fastball to say, now you really, it really is you. Oh, come on, y'all today, like you're not. If you ever, somebody said, you are bad. Yeah, meaning good. You are bad somebody. Oh, thank you. But right away, if we're not careful, that pride will come over us. Amen? And the result of pride can be disgrace. It can be shame. It can be regret. It's what, again, Adam and Eve experienced in the garden. They listened to the enemy. It's what Peter did when he denied Christ. Pride is real. Being able to identify, say, wait a minute, I see it coming. Can I give you an example? I work at a high-profile job, and many of you do as well. And if I had the big head, I would think I was all that in a bag of chips. And I always say to folks, wait a minute, thank you. But praise God. Thank God. Why? He gets the glory. Amen? And we always have to give God what is due him and what is due his name. This grace is the stain that pride leaves behind. When you go high and you end up, you're at the bottom, and folk have forgotten your name, this grace will come. And once that happens, then the enemy tries to have his way. So being able to identify pride when it shows up. But not just that, but being able to testify when God has removed you from that prideful state. Let me just say this. We've all been knocked down from our high horse. Maybe not you. You've got a story of where you used to be, and God had to humble you and bring you low. Why? You've gotten too big for your britches. Amen? But we can testify, God, thank you for moving me. Thank you for leading me. Thank you for getting me past the place that now I can give up. Testimony is what's given before a jury. But this sense of humility. A humble person doesn't have to advertise, I'm humble. I recall some years ago going to the Hamptons Ministers Conference. I was excited. Not even preaching yet. I was like, man, there's some big names on here. I was like, wow, this cat can go. I go downstairs at the Holiday Inn. I might have got a bowl of cornflakes, and I'm looking over, and there was one of those high-profile main priests. Oh, man, that's him. I saw him in the book. I went over. Man, he almost went under the table. I said, well, praise God. That brother went way low. I said, wow, humility. Amen? Opposite of pride, but being humble. Peter says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. You've got a testimony when God has delivered you from the spirit of pride. People you didn't even know. They're just so humble. Humility is important. The Bible says, if any person be in Christ, they are what? They are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. All I'm saying is, isn't it great to be delivered from that prideful state? Isn't it great to know that God, you can still use me in spite of me? That my head ain't big the way it used to be, but thank God for Jesus. That everything that I've been about, everything that you've been about, everything that has been good, give God the praise. In fact, right now, come on, give him a praise. He deserves all the praise and all the glory. You with your five-star self, oh, give God the glory. You with your knowledgeable self, give God the glory. You with your smart self, give God the glory for all that he has done through you. Testify. Tell somebody, yeah, here's who I used to be. The Bible talks about the book of Revelation that you want to defeat the enemy. You've got to do what? The blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the saints. Don't mind telling somebody where God has brought you from. They thought you were a big shot, but they don't know your whole story. You're holding back on somebody. You were a rascal, but thank God for Jesus. You were a pride for somebody, but God has delivered you and delivered me. It's worth a testimony. Oh, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he has done for, can I testify? I'm trying to move on today. But when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, you can help but give him praise. Amen?
You are accomplished and you're known and everybody knows your name, but thank God for this. Yes, because of him. He deserves the praise and the glory. Identifying pride. Testifying when God has brought you through it. Look at those 10 lepers. They got healed and only one came back. Let's talk about this sense of being able to magnify his name. The God, you brought me out. You brought me low. You built me back up. And I can't keep quiet. It says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Yeah. Only when you've been knocked down do you become wise.
Yeah.
When you're on top of the mountain, you don't want to hear nobody because you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're in the midst of your 5-year plan. But when God brings you down, my God, you become wiser now because you've been through something. Amen? Wisdom comes in. And that will cause you to celebrate. That will cause you to magnify the name of the Lord. I recall getting a magnifying glass from the Cracker Jacks that you got. Some of y'all are too young for that. I bought it for the prize. Shaking that box, man, and once you got it, in the bottom was a prize. And oftentimes it was a magnifying glass. A little something you could use, but it would make whatever you were reading better. And that's what God wants us to do, is to magnify his holy name. Let folk know who it is that brought you through. Let folk know who it is that blesses you. It is the Lord. We're talking about King Solomon being a wise man. Can I talk about King Solomon, Daddy? King David? He's the one who wrote, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Amen? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Pride is no match for that name. Pride can't stand up to the name of Jesus. I feel like being a name dropper today. A name dropper is when you try to impress somebody about who you know. I know that person's cousin's uncle's neighbor. And we saw them drive through the neighborhood one time. We want to be a name dropper. Oh yeah. They don't really know me, but I think they know me. We'll drop a name in a heartbeat. Amen. Oh, you do it. I do it. Well, I interviewed them one time back in 88. They don't remember you. Amen. But you drop that name. But why don't you drop the name of Jesus? That's a name that can do something. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is. Come on, magnify the Lord with me today. There is something about that name. There's a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me. I thank God he loved me so much that he died for me. He loved me so much that he rose for me. He loved me so much that he's going to come back and get me again. Amen. There's something about that name. And once you let pride go, you become free to praise. When you're prideful, you think it's all about you. But my God, once he frees you, you say, "Lord, thank you. What? I got to give it up. I can't walk around with all this praise in me. I might give it up at the coffee shop. I might give it up at the gymnasium. Wherever you are, come on, give it up. Amen? Don't let nobody have to push you. So let me tell you, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today, and his name is Jesus. Amen? The lily of the valley. Jesus, the bright in the morning star. Jesus, a battle axe in the time of battle. Jesus, a doctor in a sick room. Jesus. Amen? Is he all that to you today? My God, somebody ought to give him a praise, even right now. I got to give him the praise. I got to lift him up. I got to give it up. What if somebody caught you in a dark alley and say, hey, what you got? Ain't got nothing but a praise. I got a praise and I've got to get it out. I can't hold it today. Can I get my praise out today? Father, thank you. And I praise your holy name. Can I get my praise out today? Thank you for being so good to me. And thank you for blessing me. And thank you for keeping me. Anybody want to praise the Lord with me today? Anybody want to praise his holy name? That's because he's due. Can I praise him today? I don't make any excuse. I just want to praise his name. I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him at noonday. I'll praise him right now. Why? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of him. And that's why I can praise him. And that's why I've got to give it up. Pride. Trying to rise up in my life, making me feel like I'm important and that I'm somebody. Get thee behind me. Pride. Pride. It's dangerous. But today, you can part ways with pride. And do it beyond the 40 days. Let the warranty run out on pride. Amen. That is the word of God today. It's already this. Come on over and let's praise him as we stand today. Let's bless his holy name. Oh, pride is, he's speaking. He'll keep bothering you. I don't care what that preacher said. You worked hard for that degree. I'm proud of you, but you know, it really was you. That nice house, you worked hard for that. That nice car, I make the note on that. Oh, pride, let's thank you all that. But thank God when you just keep giving him the praise. Keep giving him the glory. Love lifted me. How many know you were sinking? I deep, far from the peace, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise, but of the sea, heard my, and from the waters. Now safe. How many know it today? Love. Did he do it today? Yeah, yeah. When love lifted. Today, serve notice on pride. Pride, you had me fooled for a long time. But I know who you are now. Building me up just to tear me down. Only what you do for Christ will last. All the other stuff, it shows up in the old bit. But only what you do for him will last. That hungry person you fed, that person you lifted up and prayed for, only what you do for Christ will mean something. It may never make headlines. You may never be mentioned. You may never get a medal. But God is keeping count. Hey! He's keeping count.
Father, we come today and we bless your holy name. Any ounce of pride that may be in our spirit today, I ask in the name of Jesus that you might remove it from these your people and from this preacher. Keep us humble today that we might have a testimony about what you have done and what you will do. Even now, God, there might be one in the house who has so much pride they can't see you. Pride told them, you don't need no Jesus. Pride has told them, just keep being a good person. But the Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Today, if you don't know Jesus, even now begin to speak it. Begin to confess. Not apologize, but confess. I am a sinner, saved by your grace. Come into my heart now, God, and renew me and change me and make me a new person. If you prayed that prayer today and invited him in, he'll make the difference in your life. Are there any witnesses today? In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves. Anybody feel love today? Oh, how. That's why he died. He. What more? Oh, how. Oh, how. Oh, how he loved. You may have come.